So, what's it like if you lost a loved one in the search for Osama bin Laden? In the 10 years since the U.S. invaded Afghanistan, of course, many Afghan civilians have died, and more than 1,500 Americans have been killed there. One of them, Army Sergeant Jared Monty of Raynham, Massachusetts. He was killed in 2006. He was awarded the Medal of Honor posthumously for his bravery that day, trying to save another soldier who was wounded. Jared killed. His friend died later. You might remember we spoke with his father, Paul, before the Medal of Honor ceremony in 2009, and he joins us again today. Paul, so what is happening for you today?
I'm trying to let all of this kind of sink in. I know there's a lot of jubilation out there. Personally, I don't have any feeling of jubilation. I'm glad that this perpetrator of 9/11 has finally met his doom. But in my own particular case, you know, I've left hatred behind a long time ago because it does no good in this world. And I do not revel in anyone's death. I'm happy that this event will help our soldiers over there. I know it's a great moment for them. My son's first tour in Afghanistan, he spent his time traveling around trying to pin down bin Laden. That was Jared's first tour over there. And that's exactly what he was after. He was a forward observer, and he did recon patrols trying to actually find bin Laden in the mountains of Afghanistan. And finally, he's found, and he's eliminated. I think immediately, though, we can't sit back on our laurels and say, yes, it's over. We're going to see a backlash from al-Qaeda.
You know, I'm thinking that, of course, Osama bin Laden was directly responsible for the deaths on 9/11. But do you think he was also responsible for your son's death and the other deaths in war? Because if not for 9/11, we would not have been in Afghanistan.
Yes, he definitely was. I mean, he made a statement to all of Islam, actually, to, you know, kill all Americans, not just those serving, but any Americans that they could find. And yes, he was the driving force at that time when my son was killed. And so again, yeah, it's good to rid the world of evil. And this man was evil and didn't deserve to be on this planet.
And yet, it's interesting you're having the same uneasy feeling we're feeling from other people that, you know, death is not something to be celebrated.
It isn't. It's I lost another one of my boys Sunday, a very good friend of my son's, who served with him. He had a heart attack, you know, 39 years old, and died at Fort Sill, Oklahoma. It's been a very difficult weekend for me, even before the bin Laden announcement was made.
I'm sorry.
Because I was very close to this young man. When the news of bin Laden came, it was just very difficult for me to be elated in any way that he was gone. It does help the pain a bit of losing my son, but I have a lot of quote-unquote sons out there right now who are still fighting the battle for this country.
Well, it's, you know, obviously you think of your son all the time anyway, and obviously, as you said, you were thinking of him this past weekend as one of his friends died. But I'm just wondering, I don't, you know, want to be too personal if you're not comfortable with it, but did you find yourself speaking, you know, talking to your son when you heard the news of Osama?
I wrote him a letter.
You wrote him a letter?
Yeah.
What'd you say?
It's on his website on Facebook. You know, the kind of kid that he is, he's certainly not jumping up and down in jubilation either. He also abhorred killing people. I just told him that basically his friend was coming to visit him. They were kind of cut-ups. They loved having fun, and they did so. And that the two of them could drink a cold one at this time, and how much I missed him. So he's something that's on my mind every hour of every day. It never ends.
Well, Paul Monty, thanks so much, especially given that, for taking some time to talk to us.
Thank you, Robin. Appreciate it.
People being ripped raw today. Well, the Boston Globe reports that Osama bin Laden's remains were confirmed by DNA belonging to a sister and kept here at a Boston hospital, but there are already conspiracy theories springing up. We're going to get a report from Pakistan, but meanwhile, here are some headlines from around the world. Al Jazeera English writes, "Payback served cold." India's Hindustan Times asks, "Does Osama's death in Pakistan prove the country is harboring terrorists?" We'll have more reaction from around the world. And also, how did this raid go down in Pakistan? That's next, here and now.